Coaches Insight programs continue tonight on Care Country. Brandon Tetmeyer. We're joined now by Atchison County football coach. That is Cody Tetmeyer. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Tigers getting to 2-1 on the season after a Week 3 victory last Friday night over Valley Falls at home. That final 26-0. Coach, take us back to last week. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Obviously, our defense again, as I've been preaching all year. You know, they came out fired up, ready to go. God, I think we had about 10 tackles for loss or so. They flew around. They played really well. And it was just an exciting game from that standpoint. Offensively, we just got to improve a little bit. We're missing some blocks up front. We're not seeing the hole with our running backs and got some things to work on there.
Yeah, I want to talk about the offense in a moment, but going back to the defense, you talk about just kind of preaching how good that unit has been here over the first few weeks. What maybe stands out a little bit different about the defense here in 2025, maybe compared to last year?
I mean, obviously the experience helps a lot. We had a lot of returning guys from last year. You know, all four linebackers, all of our secondary all return. We had guys returning at DN. They got a lot of time last year, so we had a lot of experience coming back from last year, and then that makes a big difference, you know, and they're hungry. They're guys that want to go make plays, want to go make tackles, and that's kind of what we preach, is it's a contest to see who can lead in tackles each night, and they're doing a really good job of that, just flying around and competing with each other and having fun.
Yeah, going to the offense, your quarterback, Cody Faulk, you know, he completed 8 passes for over 100 yards, nothing too, you know, eye-popping with those numbers. Max Bodaroff, again, leading the rushing attack with a 132. And a couple of touchdowns. You talk about still seeing or needing some improvement on that side of the ball, but it seems like when you guys are winning games, you have that true balance with the throw and the run. Just how important is that when you guys are right and clicking on all cylinders, having that balance, just how key is that to be good both run and pass?
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about defense, you know, we want to take away the other team's best feature, and you know, if they can run the ball really well, that's our goal, is take that away. Let's make them beat us in the pass. So, you know, I assume that's kind of what other teams are, this, you know, they're kind of the same way. You know, if they want to stop our rushing attack, we got to be able to throw the ball, and Cody's done a good job of that. You know, he's still battling an ankle injury from back at Riverside game, but he's getting a little healthier each week, you know, he's made some really good decisions. He drops back, he finds his guys, and we've got guys at the other end that can catch the ball, too, and that makes a big difference. So, you know, being able to do both and be fairly successful at both is very key for a very balanced and a very efficient offense.
A couple more minutes here with Cody Tetmeyer, Atchison County football coach, our Coaches Insight programs here on Care Country. Well, big battle here, battle of 2-1 teams on Friday night. You can catch this one here on Care Radio, Oskaloosa at Atchison County. Coach, when you put the Bears on film, what stands out immediately about them?
They're much improved from a year ago. You know, they got some good size up front. They got some athletes in the backfield and a couple of good receivers, and they like to spread it out and take their chances downfield. So our secondary is going to have to be ready to go. You know, I've told defense if we get off the ball, everybody does our job, and we fly around like we have been, I think defensively will be okay. Offensively, we're just going to have to clean some things up, get those running backs to find the holes, get those offensive linemen to figure out, you know, which guy's the best guy to block in this play, you know, it's going to be a heck of a competitive game. You know, they're going to be hungry, especially after what we did to them last year. They're going to be out to get us, so, you know, we have to come fired up, ready to play.
Yeah, you've seen 3 league opponents, you know, in this first, you know, near third of the season. Is Oskaloosa going to give you something schematically, whether it's offense or defense, maybe something completely different that you haven't seen here in the first few weeks?
Yeah, they kind of run a 5-man front, you know, use their size to their advantage on defense. So that's going to be a little bit of a challenge for us, you know, a little different. Everybody else is, you know, 4-man, sometimes a 3-man. So it's going to be a little bit different for us, but essentially it's the same because everybody else blitzes, you know, so they're at least 7-5 anyway. So it's not going to change a lot. It's just going to look a little bit different. Offensively, yeah, they're spread out. Their 5 wide is going to be, you know, we kind of covered that on Tuesday. It's a little different look. Everybody's got to be on the same page, and we got to be disciplined to cover our spot instead of follow and you know, kind of get carried away with the eye candy. Just be disciplined and don't get caught staring somewhere.
Finally, Coach, just give us keys and expectations. What is it going to take to get a win on Friday night?
You know, obviously we expect our defense to come out and kind of carry the load for us. Offensively, like I said, just take care of the ball, which we've done a pretty good job of this year. We did have a couple of interceptions Friday night. One of them was a bomb right before halftime that doesn't really count. So we got to take care of the ball, finish drives. Last week we had three or four drives that we got inside the 20 and then we just kind of fizzled out. So we have to take the ball down the field, and then we have to be able to put it in the end zone.
There it is. Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer. Coach's Insight program brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Battle of 2-1 teams on Friday night. Catch it here on Care Radio with Oskaloosa at Atchison County. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet you guys. Thank you very much. Go Tigers.